flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
All right, 3 o'clock. We can get to the business at hand, which, all right, Lions. Now, I have a feeling I know the way this will go, and it'll probably just annoy me to no end. The Lions have hired two new coordinators. Out with Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn, in with Kelvin Shepard and Bob Morton or whatever this guy's name
John
is
Morton.
From Denver. Don't care. The point is, here are your new coordinators. So the question now becomes, it's not even about can you be the same team, because being the same team hasn't been good enough to get to a Super Bowl. It's can you be better? Now, I just come from a place where when you lose coordinators plural, or you lose several members of your staff, 9 times out of 10 you're taking a step back. And often a step back doesn't mean it's catastrophe, but it's a step back. It takes a year to retool. No matter who you hire, they're going to want to, what would you say, Rico, put their fingerprints on this.
Yeah.
That they're going to do things differently. You're not cloning Ben Johnson, and I understand Ben Johnson has made a comment that Lion fans are going to, you know, tuck under their pillow and sleep with, which is, well, anybody could call plays with the core that's there. That's not true. It's just, it's blatantly false. Because if you mean that, it means you don't think Ben Johnson's special at all. That you don't think Ben Johnson's any good. That in essence, Ben Johnson is a ChatGPT creation. And that's equally disingenuous. So the question is just, okay, here's the hires. You promoted from within defensively. You went out and got a guy that was here, has made several stops in the league. He called plays for the Jets for 10 minutes. I'm not going to hold that against him. It was 7 years ago, and the Jets didn't have a lot of talent on offense, so not going to hold it against him. You know what else I'm not going to do? Not going to sit there and give him all the credit for Bo Nix. That's a Sean Payton production. So I'll wait and see. But do I believe you're going to even be as good as last year? No, I do not. Because that's the way it has worked my entire life in the National Football League when you lose elite coordinators.
Yeah.
Well, what about Andy Reid? He has Michael Jordan. It doesn't apply. That's like saying Phil Jackson left and the next guy kept winning. Right. You had Jordan.
But even with Andy Reid, Chiefs scoring went down after Bieniemy left. They still won. They just weren't as prolific once he left. So even Andy Reid took a hit with Michael Jordan. I look at this defensively. I think that it looks as if you're trying to keep the band together. A lot of you hire from within. You're going to kind of run the same schemes. You're going to kind of do the same things. Maybe Shepard tweaks it a little bit, But I think what you saw with Aaron Glenn, you'll see with Shepard. Offensively, that's where I think you're gonna see a difference. Because you bring in John Morton, and you didn't hire from within. You didn't say, we're going to just keep this the way it was going with Ben Johnson. As a matter of fact, ironically enough, Ben Johnson went to the Broncos to get his offensive coordinator instead of hiring somebody from the Lions and going over there with them. I mean, he took Randall L, but not as an OC. That leads me to wonder, I don't know what this offense is going to be, but I don't think it's going to be like it was this past couple of seasons because you went outside the family, and I don't know exactly what Coach Morton is going to do. If you're going to keep this status quo, you keep one of the guys you already have.
Yeah, they had Erg Strand. They had Scotty Montgomery, who's been a head coach, called plays, coach at ECU. I don't know.
You had Mark Brunell. You had a lot of people who could have just stepped up and said, okay, my turn.
Both guys start with a blank slate. But all I'm saying is, and if you disagree with this perspective, we could talk about it. I mean, it's not anything I'm going to get angry about. I don't care. It's simple. I think enough of Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson that it's insulting to act that you are just going to, in one foul swoop, replace them both at an equal, much less superior level. I don't subscribe to it. Does it mean it can't happen? Of course not. Sports tells us all the time that things that we don't believe can happen, happen. But generally speaking, not exclusively, but a vast majority. And if you need proof of it, go look at the Philadelphia Eagles. It took them multiple cycles to get this right. Do you want to tell me you're a better organization than Philly? You're not. Do you want to tell me that you're smarter than Philly? You're not. They're one of the three or four best franchises in the game. They still had to trip, get up, and make better hires. Then and only then, they finally landed on Vic Fangio. Oh, and by the way, let's look at how they got better. Their free agent acquisition has had arguably the greatest regular season in the history of the National Football League in Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
Both DBs they drafted are up for Rookie of the Year consideration with Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell. And Vic Fangio, the coordinator hire, up for Coach of the Year.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That took two cycles. So the idea the Lions are just simply going to get all of it right and automatically elevate, no, I can't say that. I am not selling you doom. No one is here telling you your offense won't be good. But if you were the same people who called Rico and I, Ben Johnson's not going to leave his kids like their church. If you loved Ben Johnson and respected what he did, you don't get to turn around, use him as a bidet, and just act like anybody's going to replace him. I do not buy that. So no, I don't think you'll be better. And that's why I fear. Look, man, I don't do like hard windows in the NFL because so much can change.
Right.
But by 2026, Brad Holmes got a lot of work to do to free up a lot of cap space. And you're going to lose players. So it feels like this year would be the third year in a three-year window. And I, hey, again, you may think, hey, Mike, I think you can do 4 or 5 years. Other people, I think you get about a three-year run unless you are a true outlier in this game and you have the unicorn.
See, Mike, I think this. I don't think you're going to be able to run it back next year. I don't think you're just going to pick up right where you left off.
Agreed.
Now, it could take some time. They could be great.
By December, have it running at a high level.
But maybe. I think it's going to take some time to implement their system, especially offensively, because I don't think you're going to be running it back with that same Ben Johnson offense. I think it will look different. I think it will be different and kind of go hand in hand with the small window that you have. I think if you believe that these coordinators are going to be two guys heavily sought after next offseason, I think you're fooling yourself.
Here's one thing. I'll throw the number out. 248-539-9797. And again, I don't expect anyone to have big takes because you don't know anything about these people. Neither do we. I mean, what are you going to do? You want me to, like, do some big presentation on his 1 year as the GM of LSU football? Is that what I'm supposed to do? You want me to go back? I just told you, I'm not using what John Morton did 7 years ago against him. I'm also not going to sit here and act like he reinvented the wheel under Sean Payton's show. But they have blank slates. But I think the best way for them, Rico, to be better is I think you've got to take a look at the living embodiment of maybe what you have to do. Which is, I think you got to look at what the Eagles have done in running the football. I think the Eagles kind of had a look in the mirror moment and said, you know what? We get the best O-line in the league. Why are we trying to put up scoreboards? Why are we trying to show people up? Why are we trying to be flash and dash? Pound the rock. Your offensive line is elite. You're going to have to retool a few things. I do think Mahogany will play and start next year. He was very good for them. But Rico, that's probably your best way forward. A damn near 60% rush rate.
You got two really good running backs.
It allows your defense to take its time. Mm-hmm. Less TOP.
Well, here's the other thing. Guys, the proof is in the pudding. Jared Goff, when he was up for MVP talk, remember those games where he was 18 for 18?
Yeah.
Or he was 18 for 19. He wasn't throwing the ball a ton. You throw the ball 18 times. That's basically 9 pass attempts per half.
That's J.J. McCarthy.
You just turn around, hand it off, play action, throw it deep, safe passes. Amon-Ra or Laporta catches it, and they move down the field.
Yeah, I'm going to be interested.
You always lost games, or you were in shootouts when Goff had to throw the ball 26 or more times. That's not his game.
I'll be interested. I wonder what John Morton's going to do. And again, you're working for Dan Campbell. You are working at his behest. If he wants it done a certain way, it's going to be done a certain way. But I do wonder if they recalibrate, because I do have a hard time believing they just roll in and do exactly what they do. That's not how the league works.
Yeah.
So, listen, go ahead. You got two new coordinators. If you think they're perfect hires, great. God bless. 248-539-9797. It's just really hard to get these hires right. And I don't think you're respecting. If you believe that it's just BAU, business as usual, then I think you're disrespecting the guys who gave you everything the last few years, and Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, because I don't think you run it back.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.